Yeah, hello. I'm renewing a driver's license, only they said that I have to come in, I guess, instead of I can't do it online or something like that. So, what all do I need to do?
Let me take a look at your record. What is your social or license number?
Okay, my driver's license number is YA 29-1207B.
Your full name and date of birth?
Robert W. MROSS 31261.
And you live in Ada County?
Yes.
Okay, so you do need an appointment. If you would like, I can help you schedule that.
Yeah, I would like that.
And you want to go into the Meridian or Boise office?
Hang on a second. Where do you know where the Marine? Hang on a second. What is the address of the Meridian?
It's on Prog 736 South Progress Avenue.
736 South Progress. I think that's closer to Eagle, isn't it? Okay. 736 South Progress in Meridian. Okay, yeah, I'll go with that one.
Their first available in that office is March 3rd, which is a Monday.
Okay.
Do you have a preference for time?
Later in the day.
Okay, our latest is 4:50.
What's like one before that?
We have the 4 o'clock range, 4 to 4:40, 4:30, every 10 minutes.
Oh, okay, 4 o'clock's fine.
All right, one moment, I'm gonna get you scheduled. Would you like to receive confirmation by email or verbally over the phone?
Email would be good.
Can you confirm your email? I think I have it on file.
Bob at UAR.biz.
Okay, a good phone number.
Area code 20. Are you going to text or voice?
This is for voice.
Oh, this is a landline, but it's area code 208-939-4717.
All right, you should receive confirmation within about half an hour. You are scheduled for the 3rd of March at 4 p.m. Try and bring the confirmation in with you for check-in. They may need that.
Oh, the confirmation, like show the email on a phone or print
Yes.
it out.
You can print it out, but there's a QR code that you should be able to scan when you show up.
Oh, okay, they need the QR code.
Yes.
Okay, so if I print that up or show that on the phone, either way is fine.
You should receive that within about half an hour.
Okay, so hang on a second. Now, what else do I need to bring? If I so I'm coming and I have like my QR code, my old driver's license, and the way and a credit card to pay for all this, but what else would I need?
That's all you need. They're gonna take a new picture, they're gonna screen your eyes and issue you a new license.
Okay, let's see. So the reason I ask is because my brother just recently got a driver's license like a few months ago, and that wasn't enough. They needed like, oh, letters to show that he had his residency or something else, I forget. And the only thing that saved him was, oh, I had to be there to vouch for him. Does that make sense?
Yes, so it sounds like he maybe was applying for a star card to be added to his license.
Yes, I'm applying for a star card, absolutely.
Okay, so you would need to know your social security number or bring your card in, and then bring in two proofs of residency.
Okay, two proofs of residency. And what would they be?
Like two different. different utility bills? Do you have that? Would that work for you?
Those are online.
Can you print those out? We do need a physical copy.
Okay, so I could print out the online bill. So is it strictly from utility bills, and that's the only acceptable?
No, it doesn't have to be. It can be a medical invoice or statement. It can be a residency affidavit, like you did for your brother. It can be a pay stub. It can be.
I don't have a job, so.
You don't have a job. How about an account statement from a bank or financial institution? You can also bring in a lease or rental agreement, a mortgage.
I own the house.
You own the house?
And it's paid for.
Okay, can you bring in the deed for it?
I don't have that.
Okay.
If I was to print out the... Okay, so do you need something to associate my name to the address? If I printed out the Ada County, screen printed the Ada County assessor, you know, information, would that be good?
What do you mean?
Okay, if you go home and Google Ada County assessor, they have a site where you plug in an address and hit enter, and then it shows the information on any property, including who owns it and the tax history.
Something that we normally accept. I can check to see if that would work, but that's not part of the list that we have of things we do accept.
Okay, well, what I'll do is I'll just start gathering what I have, and then now if my brother came with me, can he vouch for me like I vouched for him?
If he lives in your home, yes. For you?
He doesn't.
Okay, so that won't work. Can you bring in like an internet provider statement or a vehicle insurance bill issued by an Idaho-based carrier?
Oh, again, all that's online. If you don't mind me just, you know, screenshot online, but I don't receive anything mail.
Okay, we have to have a physical copy. Are you able to print that stuff?
What I'm asking is, can I do a screenshot of the online account and print that?
Yes.
Okay.
Which one were you going to bring in? Like a vehicle bill for insurance or homeowner?
Oh, wait. My insurance card itself. Would that be good enough? My insurance card, I don't know if it has my address or not, but it...
It has to have your address and your name on it.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I'll go ahead and gather all this, and if I have any problems, I'll just call back.
That sounds good.
And then as soon as I gather two forms, then I will go ahead and do that.
Okay, and then do you have a passport or your birth certificate to bring in?
I don't know.
Bring in one of those.
A birth certificate?
Or a passport.
I have I don't know if I have... The passport is long expired, like 2 decades ago. Is that okay?
No.
I don't have one. No. No, uh-uh.
No? You do need one of those to get a star card.
Okay, now if I were to, like, get a non-star driver's license, I can always, like, get a star, upgrade to a star later?
Yes, and you can still fly without a star as long as you have a passport. But if you do not, you would need to reach out to TSA starting May 7th.
Okay, now here's one more question. I'm pretty sure my eyesight's good enough to pass the exam, but what happens if I do everything but I fail the exam? Do I have a placeholder? Because it might take longer till it might be after the expiration date before I can get glasses. Do you understand?
Yes. So if you fail the test, you're probably going to be handed a vision form that you will need to take to your eye doctor and have them fill out on your behalf so that your license doesn't get suspended.
I see. Okay. I can't think, and but I have to then have that all handled out before my birthday, because the date there between the date is like 1 week after that is expired. Does that make sense?
So you expire March 12th?
12.
If any of this happens after, you might be on an expired license. But then if you go in and you fail your vision, I need to check on that. I'm not sure what happens between you failing and you needing to turn in that form.
So the reason I ask is, like, a while ago, decades ago, somehow I lost my license or something like that. And when I got around to it, I actually had to have a driver's test again. And the written part was easy, but the other one I failed, and then I had to retake and I passed. Would they require a driver's test if I show up and my vision's bad, but I can't get it vision validated before my expiration date? Would I have to reapply, including taking the writ and driver's test?
No. The only two ways you typically have to take a driving test is if you let your license expire more than 25 months, or someone requires you to take the knowledge and the driving for one reason or
another. Oh, sure.
For a medical reason.
Okay, that's all I was really worried about. Okay. All right. I can't think of anything else. I'm pretty sure my vision's good enough, but I'm always, worried about any possible things going wrong.
Just wear, if you wear glasses, wear those or contacts.
I don't have glasses or contacts.
Okay. Worst case scenario, you don't pass it, we will hand you one of those vision forms.
Okay, cool. All right. And then if I can't get the doctor thing after my expiration, that only means that during that period I just can't drive, right? And there's no other penalty?
I can find out. I'm not sure. Do you mind holding for a moment? I'm going to reach out to medical.
Yeah.
Okay. You have a moment to hold?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So usually if you fail the vision, they give you that vision form and then they give you a time frame of about 30 days to complete it, and your license will not be issued at that time. When you come back in with that vision form, we will then issue it. If it's after your birthday, yes, you will be expired. So you just won't be able to drive for that time.
That is the only punishment then?
Yes.
Okay, now while you were gone, I found two pieces of paper and I want to ask if they're acceptable, okay? One is Ada County Consolidated Property Tax Bill. It's from the Ada County. It has my name and address. So that's good enough?
That will work.
Okay, and another is, it is just a letter from my medical insurance, Regents Medical Insurance. It just says, thanks for being a member. It's just a verification of me being a member, and it has my name and address.
Yes, that should work. Now, are these old, though? They have to be pretty close to 2025, if not this year.
Okay, so the tax year is 2024. Okay.
Okay, and then for the other one?
The other one, I'm looking, and I don't see a date anywhere on the page, period.
Okay.
So it has to have a date?
It has to have a date, and I'm checking right now to see if we can accept something from 2024.
Well, it's 2024 because, you know, they haven't taxed 20. This came in. Hang on, let me see if there's an issue date. You know, we haven't paid 2025 taxes yet. So, or, you know, the tax, 2025 isn't over yet. So I haven't been taxed for 2025. So this is something that was issued, you know, after 2024. Do you understand the logic?
Okay, yes, I do. And I'm checking to make sure that we should be able to accept that. I'm pretty sure we can for the property taxes, but the other document.
What date was my bill printed? Okay, it says on here. Oh, never mind. That says 2024. Okay. All right. So there is no the property bill. I'm looking at, and nowhere on it says, you know, any 2025. Date.
Okay, so for the property taxes, if that's the most current one you have, bring that in.
Yeah, okay.
For the other document, if there's no date on it, we won't be able to accept it.
Okay, but you can accept screenshots, right?
Yes, if you're able to print it out, though. If it's a screenshot and you print it out.
And the screenshot has to have my name, address, and a date.
So the bill is visible, or statement, or whatever it is.
Okay. All right. All right. I will go ahead and All right. Okay. Now, if I was to put the bill, a snapshot of the bill, on the internet, would you be able to look at it and validate? Say, yeah, that's good. If you can print that out.
Yes, it needs to be. It needs to be printed, though. Bring us a physical.
Oh, I know that. I understand that. But if I were to say, hey, you know, whoever, I call back this number that I just called, and then say, hey, if you go to this site and look at this, if I was able to print this out, would that be okay? Would they be able to validate that if they just go to a site that I say?
No, it has to. I think I'm still confused.
Okay, so no. If I let's just say, like, I call and I'm talking to you a week from now, okay? And I said, okay, go to swampboat.com. Now look at the photograph there. If I give, which is a photograph of the, a snapshot of the, a screenshot of the medical bill, and then you look at it on the internet, and then I said, if I bring a printed copy of it, that exactly, would that be cool?
Yes, if you bring a printed copy of it. And I just got confirmation from licensing that as long as it's within 1 year, then you're fine. So if it's 2024, after February 18th of 2024, you can bring in that document because that's within 1 year.
February 2024. Okay. Hang on.
Anything after that, you can bring in because it's going to be a 1 year.
Okay. February 2024. Yeah. Okay. Well, the other thing says, what day was my bill printed? You know, on the Ada County thing, it says November 2024. So that passes.
Perfect. Yes.
Okay, well, I'll look for the other thing. Hey, how about, okay, what about the card that I got in the mail from DMV? you know, to say, hey, come in and get your license. Would that work?
No.
Because that says that my name and it's obviously the date.
Right, but that will not work. I'm sorry.
Okay. Alrighty. Oh, okay. That's kind of weird. All right. Okay, so I have, hang on a second. I have a, okay, I have it's called a good faith estimate for health care for an upcoming appointment for it with a dentist. And it is, it says the estimate, this estimate expires 5/28/26, okay?
There has to be a statement, invoice, or explanation of benefits for it to count for dentist or medical.
Okay, it is basically a estimate of what a upcoming upcoming visit will be. Will that be good enough?
A statement of what it might cost?
Yes, it's a statement from Terry Riley. It's a printed statement from Terry Riley.
Yes, that should work.
Okay. All right, I can't think of anything else. I might go ahead and photograph those and put those on the internet just to double check and everything, and then we'll see. Yeah, okay. I can't think of anything else.
Okay.
All right. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Bye.